The House Ethics Committee has found that Majority Leader Tom DeLay tried to trade a favor for a vote. The committee released its report last night. The bipartisan investigation by the Ethics Committee found the Texas Republican overstepped his authority when he tried to convince another Republican congressman to change his vote on an important bill. NPR's Andrea Seabrook joins us now to talk about what happened. This report is a public rebuke of Tom DeLay. What did the Ethics Committee investigators find that he did precisely, and what's the punishment?
Renee, they found that Tom DeLay offered to endorse the son of Michigan Congressman Nick Smith, who was running for his seat, if Smith would change his vote on the Medicare prescription drug bill. The scene looked like this. The Medicare bill was pretty controversial, and when it came to the House floor for a final vote, it looked like it was going to lose by several votes. That would have been a big embarrassment for Republicans. So the leadership held open that vote for several hours. You may remember this from late last year, while they worked on their Republican colleagues to get them to change their votes. This Ethics Committee complaint came from Michigan Congressman Nick Smith, who said that night, DeLay and others tried to bribe him into voting for the Medicare bill. The Ethics Committee found that DeLay did violate House rules when he offered to endorse Smith's son in return for Smith's vote. Smith, by the way, did hold fast and didn't vote for the Medicare bill, though enough others did change their votes for it to eventually pass that night. Smith's son later lost the primary to take his father's seat. And as far as punishment goes, Renee, this report itself is meant to serve as public admonishment of DeLay, but that's about it. There's no other action that will be taken against him for it or consequence. The Ethics Committee basically calls it case closed. And DeLay released a statement late last night saying he accepts the committee's guidance on the matter, but didn't knowingly do anything wrong.
This is not the only complaint against Tom DeLay before the Ethics Committee, is it?
No, it's not. And it doesn't resolve any of those other complaints, the other main complaint against Tom DeLay that the Ethics Committee has. A House Democrat has lodged a complaint alleging that, among other things, the majority leader used his power to get resources from the federal Homeland Security Department to track Democrats in a Texas state legislature fight when they left town during a contentious redistricting vote. The complaint also accuses DeLay of breaking Texas campaign finance laws by funneling corporate money to state candidates in Texas. It's unclear right now whether the Ethics Committee will launch an investigation of that complaint or what it will do. But that second allegation of funneling money to state races has also spurred a Texas grand jury to indict several of DeLay's top campaign staff, though not DeLay himself.
Andrea, is there something to be made of the release of this report at night?
Well, you know, it is interesting. We knew that the Ethics Committee was meeting yesterday afternoon, though we didn't know about which of the complaints it was talking. It does seem like interesting timing that this 62-page report admonishing one of the most powerful members of Congress, that's a rare thing, came out just minutes before the first presidential debate of the election year, when most of the country's political reporters and operators had their attention elsewhere.
Thanks very much, NPR's congressional reporter, Andrea Seabrook.